1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. For the first time in history, prosecutors will present a criminal case against a former U.S. president. Opening statements begin this morning in the New York City hush money trial of Donald Trump. Here's ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl with more on what Trump's defense may be.
The argument is that, look, $35,000 payments, these were monthly retainers, and they will also make the case that at the end of the day, hush money, catch-and-kill schemes. They will argue this is routine for somebody who is very wealthy.
Trump is allowed to talk in the hallway before the proceedings, but not during the actual trial. The Senate is expected to vote tomorrow on that aid package for Ukraine and Israel. They will be introduced in one bill, along with aid for Taiwan and a bill forcing TikTok's Chinese owners to divest from the social media app. On this Earth Day, climate scientists say that Europe is the fastest warming continent on the planet, its temperatures rising at roughly twice the global average. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in La Crosse today, blaming Donald Trump for rolling back abortion rights in some states.
What we are seeing in these states that we are talking about are Trump abortion bans, and he can't get away from that.
That's Harris on the campaign trail last week. The latest Marquette poll shows abortion is the number one issue with Wisconsin Democrats. The state of Wisconsin is in good financial shape, according to the latest Wisconsin Policy Forum report. State debt is the lowest in 25 years, and reserves set a record last June. The Policy Forum says Wisconsin is in a good place to pay short-term bills, and the unemployment fund balance has built up again. The report says the state could use more money in its transportation fund. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The City of Monona Public Works Department starts opening up fire hydrants to flush out water mains today. Flushing out water mains helps remove built-up mineral deposits like calcium and magnesium. While crews are flushing out water mains, people might notice their tap water is discolored. To get rid of that, you should run the cold water nearest to your water meter until it runs clear. It'll take several weeks for crews to flush all the hydrants. The American Heart Association is celebrating the progress made to help people live longer, healthier lives. The annual Madison Heart Ball was Saturday. There was a reception, silent auction, dinner, and a program, followed by music and dancing. Money raised will support the American Heart Association's local efforts to help people impacted by heart disease or stroke, or those at risk. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Milwaukee wins game one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Indiana Pacers had beat the Bucks 4 out of 5 games this year, and with Giannis injured and unable to play, the odds were against the Bucks. But Chris Middleton stepped up with 23 points as the Bucks held on to win 109-94 over the Pacers. Damian Lillard scored 35 points just in the first half. Head coach Doc Rivers.
He carried us. He was unbelievable. You know, we worked on setting picks just to give him room. It was really good.
Game two in Milwaukee tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers in Pittsburgh tonight after sweeping the Cardinals over the weekend with a 2-0 shutout over the Birds, thanks to pitchers like Colin Ray, Brian Hudson, and catcher William Contreras.
You know, Colin's very, very consistent, and when he's not, William pulls him in to give us 5+, and then the job that Huddy did, you know, a little bit underrated, you know, like, you know, he almost didn't make the team out of spring training, and that kid's been great.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today, becoming windy, and clouds will increase by later this afternoon. Our high 64, wind southwest, gusting to around 30. Tonight, windy, scattered showers, 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers, or a thunderstorm at a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
On my next show, I'll break down the Ukraine funding bill being heard by the House of Representatives on Saturday.
Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm a right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And I hear from credible sources who know what's going on in the courtroom. And what I'm hearing is that... Take it for what it's worth, but that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom and that it's very stinky around him. It's a putrid odor in the courtroom, and that Trump's lawyers are like repulsed by the scent and the smell. And I'm not just saying that to be like, oh, funny. I'm actually, you know, we have good sources there, and I'm hearing it from actual credible people.
Okay. Was I not made for this moment in time? Jody Hamilton,
you were.
Sean Kaminsky.
You absolutely
Donald
were.
Day one of the first criminal trial of the former president of the United States on his way to jail, and we have Fartgate. Right out of the gate. And there's farting. What it out? Do you have to, you hear it, oh, you always hear it on
Stephanie Miller.
First, yes, thank you. Hal Sparks said it last Monday. Did he not say it on this show last Monday? Mm-hmm. He said, what's the over-under on when he's going to fart very loudly? Please, thank you, by the way, Midas Touch. This is our friend Ben from Midas Touch.
As he's kind of falling asleep, he is actually passing gas, and that his lawyers are really struggling with the smell. I think you'll actually start to hear more of that, but again, from real credible sources. Now,
proof there is a God, and he wants us to be happy. Yes, yes, yes. I've heard all the jokes already. This is the day Don Snorleone truly became the Godfarter. I've heard them all. It is a great day to be alive, isn't it, Sean, and to be an American, and that you're here this week filling in for Chris. Yeah, see, he can't be an atheist anymore. Clearly there is a God.
There has to be.
It's like this whole storyline. Oh, by the way, happy Pecker Day to all who celebrate. Was this storyline not written by, like, an eighth-grade boy?
I think it was.
Not to be confused with the guy from Chubb Insurance. This would be David Pecker Day. David Pecker will be the first witness whose name is David Pecker in the porn star payoff case. Let's just take a moment to be happy to be alive and to be American this morning. Ukraine aid has passed. Putin has lost. Trump is on his way to jail. And there is farting in the news. Everybody, like, strained themselves, pulled a, like, groin muscle getting to these jokes. Mr. Neuberger tweets Donald Trump to release a plague today aimed at freeing himself from the shackles of court. You see, it is the first official day of Gasover. That's funny. It's funny because today is Passover.
Wrong answer.
I may just, but you know what? I'm going to... Sean, I can't count on you. I'm gonna need fart machine two today. The one in my box. Sean's gonna need his. We're gonna We may need backup. Okay. All right. Is there anyone listening that thought this first segment was going to be anything else but this? Were you thinking, is there a Rocky Mountain Mike song? Of course there is, for God's sake.
From KJL, it's Courthouse Gang. 20 original songs, 20 original artists. Elton John.
They're gonna make it a fart.
Courthouse Gas from KJL.
Right in the middle of trial.
You get Blondie and Fart of Gas.
Was about Trump and he had no class. Soon turned out, had a fart of gas. Smelled like the real thing, was it too fine? Much was passed from his behind.
You'll also get the romantic.
I hear your greasy KFC. When you're farting in your sleep, I smell the Jesus that you eat. When you're farting in your sleep,
Pat Benatar.
You're a fart maker, deal breaker. Big figure, don't pass gas around near me. You're a fart maker, deal breaker. Forest breaker, don't you pass the gas near me.
Look, this song we didn't even have to make a parody of. Wherever records are shredded, get yours today at Sears, Circuit City, Radio Shack, Tower Records, and Kmart.
Oh my God. That may be my favorite Rocky Mountain Mike ever. Come on, just give in to it. Embrace your eighth grade boy. You all have one inside you. Tim tweets, order in the court, order in the court. Jay tweets, the emperor has no clothes or a clean diaper.
You're having way too much fun.
Excuse me, do I get paid for today? I'll just give it back. I don't care. Okay. Joe from Jurors, who I'm unnaturally excited for Philly Sexy Liberal this Saturday with JoJo from Jurors and Lindy Lee and Glenn Kirshner. I mean, come on. In the week, the first week of the Don Fartleone trial, that's when Joe from Jurors went with that. Trump is farting while asleep in court. Yes, really. Should we now call him Don Fartleone? Yes. Or the Godfarter. Don Fartleone. She's just combined the two now. You know what? You can't distract me with any other story. Even if World War III starts today, I'll just be like, I don't care. There's farts. Okay. Again, happy Pecker Day. It's going to be a Flintstones background today. Sean, fart joke, D joke, fart joke, joke, fart joke, joke. Come on, we're owed this. We deserve this. Oh, God. Okay. So, David Tucker. We'll be the first witness today, mm-hmm. correct? Oh, we're starting in minutes, aren't we?
Yeah, at 9 or is it now? 9:30
yeah, 9:30 Eastern, which we're just moments
yeah.
away from.
So opening statements start first.
Wouldn't that be fun if everyone had a gas mask on? It looks like the movie Outbreak. Okay, sorry.
You're having way too
much
fun.
He is expected to recount for the jury several conversations with Trump about the hush money. This is everybody's saying he's going to be a devastating witness. Some are saying even more so than Michael Cohen, mm-hmm. because he sets up the entire scheme that was hatched at Trump Tower. Okay, can I just say my mind can't? I'm trying to focus on legal points, and then my mind just keeps going back. Oh, doesn't he just look like such a smelly fart? By the way, today's just going to be confusing in general. We have Dino Badala. Rude Pundit is overseas, so we have Politics Girl and Dino Badala. What a fantastic show. But William tweeted, sad to see that you have Palestinian genocide denier Dean on. Why do you hate the Palestinians so much? I'm just going to put that
I don't think he knows who Dino Badala is.
In the Dean stack, because that was very confusing.
Doesn't make
Dean
any sense.
Dean is Palestinian, but yeah. I don't, okay. All right.
I didn't, when I read that, I was like, huh?
Yeah, I don't, right? It's going to be one of those kind of weeks, I guess. Okay. Oh, God, my stomach hurts already.
You're laughing too hard.
Anyone else? Oh, and then just, oh, statement from the bassinet of the friendly himself. Ben, who's up all night?
He's mad.
Oh, he's going to be colicky and gassy this morning. That was my first morning show. That's what I'm being inducted into the Buffalo Hall of Fame
for.
Yeah.
For your Bob.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. Colicky and gassy in the morning.
When they send you that basket with lotion?
It's not a Buffalo Bill. It's a Buffalo Bob Award. Trump raged into the midnight hour with falsehood. Oh, really? Were there falsehoods in it?
No.
Freak out hours before his... have I mentioned we are moments from the first criminal trial of this former president? As Dean told it, and you and I both had a spontaneous multiple orgasm when Glenn said he will be a convicted felon in June. And we both were like, ah. Okay. We are owed multiple spontaneous orgasms, Sean, after all we've been through all these years. Can you believe you're back again and the same is going on?
No.
Just what's going on? Trump. Oh, okay. I'll just read a little bit of babies. 4 years ago! I think I also need a tiniest of violins because, you know, it's extra whiny bitchitude involved. 4 years ago, I was a very successful and popular president of the United States. In November, when it's due an election where I received more votes by far than any sitting president in the history of our country. Unfortunately, the election was rigged and stolen. Oh! Points for not saying Stalin. You spelled it right. Good baby,
right.
Good boy. And our once great country has quickly become a nation in serious decline. Oh, only the first letters are capitalized. So that's, did he trademark that? Nation in serious decline? Okay, and I'll just skip to the end where he gets caps lock. Okay. Virtually every legal scholar and expert says there's no case. No, be the opposite. No crime, no nothing. It's a sham that should not have been brought except to try and damage Biden's political opponent, me. See you tomorrow morning. Sorry, we forgot to tell you we added a body fall. Okay, thank you, Sean. Oh, God, I'm going to enjoy just seriously like a really fine wine, Jody. Just on our schedule, any time is wine time, and it's just like a fine wine. Just savor every sip of his humiliation. Oh, my God, not only did the judge tell him to shut the up last week, he told him to sit the down.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the up, Jody.
How do you think that went over with his little baby tiny ego? He tried to get up before the judge is like, sit the down. We're not done yet. He still thinks he's president. It's like, no, you sit down till it's over.
And
then
I
the judge
you.
Leaves first, mm-hmm. and then you go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But he's just like, no. Put. You know what? I sometimes use a spray bottle for Bonnie. I think that's what's, right? This is, this is my Judge Merchan. Ah, put the phone down. I don't know if you can see that on Free Speech TV. It's actually spraying. Ah, no. Sit. Ah.
Don't hurt
right?
the camera, please.
Just some basic training. Just sit. Stop, drop it, drop the phone, drop it, sit. No barking. He's like, it's going to be like Walter the dog.
Yeah.
Judge Merchan is Walter the dog's mom.
Yeah.
That's what's going to
happen.
Stop it. Stop.
Stop. Interrupting. Stop.
Okay.
I told you why we can't go to the court. I told you why.
Okay, this is just a little preview of the trial.
Yes,
you're welcome. Sean, have you heard Walter sing "I'm Just Ken"?
No.
Oh,
it's somewhere.
You've
in
been
there.
Gone too long. All right, we're gonna have to. That'll be the second act of. That'll be the second half of the trial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I'm unnaturally excited. What do you call it? What did I say? Oh, the Godfather. I'm excited for this. Big trial to start today. I'm excited for Dino Badala, politics girl on the big show today, and Philly sexy liberal. I would get those tickets right now because that's going to be, we're going to blow the roof off the sucker in Philly this Saturday. Okay, 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Roundhouse Provisions. Oh, I need stamina. That's what I need to get through this whole. I've just like I had an ab workout, Jody, with right the laughing from the farting and the flavin. So I'm going to need my morning kick. 10 supplements in one. I'm telling you, I did. What did I do? 35 miles on Saturday on my bicycle. I'm telling you, morning kick is in that bottle when I'm hiking. 10 supplements in one when it comes to health. This has been a game changer for me. I know, right? It's exciting. 10. Yes, 10. Oh, dear. Morning Kick has probiotics. Yes, probiotics. Right. Prebiotics. Okay. Prebiotics for healthy digestion. Okay, they're doing Walter the dog now. For probiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints. Just do it. You'll get a ton of energy and you'll feel younger. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I'm sorry, that's inappropriate.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treat. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today for saving on streaming TV. Ever wonder if those streaming companies' whole business model is just luring us in with free trial subscriptions and then making it feel so hard to cancel? Well, spoiler alert, that is exactly what they do. The best way to keep your streaming costs in check is just using some old-fashioned financial elbow grease. Take 20 minutes and have a money meeting with yourself. Look at your bank statements, your credit card bills, make a list of every service you signed up for. And if you are anything like, well, everyone else, there's probably at least one thing you're not using. Cancel it. Anything you haven't watched in the last month, just cancel it. You can always sign back up again. They make that pretty easy. Between now and then, you'll save yourself a bunch of money. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
You know what I realized? Oh my God, I'm bringing this on the road to Philly. I'm not writing anything. This is going to be my whole act. Trump impression. Here's another one. Okay, all right.
Wait.
Second to
fun.
Farting, the judge telling him to sit the down and shut the up already in the first week, which was last week, is our favorite. So now for Sean Comiskey's entertainment pleasure, he has not heard Walter the Dog singing I Am Ken yet. Or I'm just Ken.
Anywhere else I'd be a ten. Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blind fragility?
I'm having a conversation.
It's one of Trump's lawyers.
Well, you're right here.
Stop embarrassing me again. You're getting me in trouble.
There you go. Now, that's all the coverage you need of the Trump trial. That'll be him, yeah. Walter the Dog, mm-hmm. interrupting. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen. Oh, whoops, sorry. Did I not hit it? I'm too excitable this morning.
Wait, there you go.
Oh, wait, hang on. Hold, please. Hi, Karen, hi. Okay, now you're on. Hello.
Hi. Okay, I have said this all along. I come to your show for the politics in the community, and I stay for the farts.
Yes.
We so deserve this moment.
Yes.
We, you know, and I mean, and if anything that Noel Castler has told us is true, which I totally believe it, and I totally believe the credible sources
yes.
in the courtroom, he's got to have a handler. Who's his handler? Who's cleanup? Who plays cleanup on, you know, like the little court breaks, you know, lunch breaks and things like that? Because
yeah.
you know he's loading that diaper. Like big time. But you know, here, can I say
it'll
you,
be, you know, these farts will be the most productive will be the most productive thing he's ever done.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But you know, with all of the high profile court cases, you know, OJ, the Murdoch trial, this should be televised. This is a front runner for
yeah.
the Republican Party. This is their
oh.
nominee.
And it needs to be in smell-o-vision. Oh my God. Fantastic, right?
Absolutely. Every word, every gesture, every fart, every loading of the diaper should be televised.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all need to see this.
You know, Dino Badala joins us in just a bit, but he said basically on Twitter what we've been saying. He said, Trump repeatedly falling asleep in court is worse for him than a conviction. People might not follow the legal case or dismiss it as politics, but everyone gets 77-year-old Trump
yeah.
not having the stamina to stay awake. That is deadly to his campaign.
Yep.
And he's reportedly livid
absolutely
about
upset.
The courtroom sketches, the farting, you know, reports. Because, by the way, it's
yeah.
not just Midas Touch now. I don't know who, was it Maggie Haberman?
Right.
Like, actual outlets, because, you know, they have to, you know, obviously they have to report the reality. And
yeah.
it's just like, here we are. Here we are, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
yeah. Are there going to be, like, gas masks handed out to all
oh,
the jurors,
so.
Do you think?
That'd be fantastic. That'd be fantastic.
That'd be fantastic.
They were all just holding their nose. Just like, or they all had, like, clothespins on.
Yeah, there you
Let's
go.
Spitball. What would be funnier?
Oh, those things you wear when you go swimming.
Oh, there you go.
Those
yeah.
nose thingies.
Okay. Lucretia in Milwaukee.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, now I'm about to be possibly slammed into a heartbreak. Thanks, Karen. So, three things. The most important one, who has two thumbs and bringing a newbie to Madison in a couple of weeks.
Bringing who? What?
A newbie.
Oh, fantastic.
We have two thumbs and bringing a newbie
oh,
to Madison.
Fantastic. Very exciting. Very exciting.
With having gag orders, to me, it's gotten to the point, what the hell is the point of having it if you guys are not going to act on it? This
yes.
enough is enough. I don't
yeah.
give a flying F who he is. And he's been after his daughter for crying out loud.
Yeah, that. And by the way, that hearing is tomorrow.
The gag order?
Yes, it
They're
is.
They're going to need more than a gag order, if you know what I mean.
No, no.
It's another car show. Was that too subtle? I think that was too subtle. I'll do better. 29 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. For the first time in history, prosecutors will present a criminal case against a former U.S. president. Opening statements begin this morning in the New York City hush money trial of Donald Trump. Here's ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl with more on what Trump's defense may be.
The argument is that, look, $35,000 payments, these were monthly retainers, and they will also make the case that at the end of the day, hush money, catch and kill schemes. They will argue this is routine for somebody who is very wealthy.
Trump is allowed to talk in the hallway before the proceedings, but not during the actual trial. The Senate is expected to vote tomorrow on that aid package for Ukraine and Israel. They will be introduced in one bill along with aid for Taiwan and a bill forcing TikTok's Chinese owners to divest from the social media app. On this Earth Day, climate scientists say that Europe is the fastest warming continent on the planet, its temperatures rising at roughly twice the global average. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 12 law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin are splitting almost $2 million in opioid settlement funds. Wisconsin will get more than $750 million of the National Settlement Fund through 2038. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says some initiatives will help keep opioid addicts out of jail or treat people already in jail. North America might be in for another smoky summer. Dr. Bruce Snyder is with the Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate. He says climate change is fueling hotter and drier summers, raising the risk of wildfires.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease, people have chronic lung disease, tend to get sicker. So there's a lot of downstream consequences.
And insects that carry disease thrive in warmer weather. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Taylor Swift's new album, Tortured Poets Department, dropped Friday night at midnight. Swift also released a video for her song Fortnite, the first single off the album. Did anyone else have their hopes up that Swift would actually do the Fortnite dance in the video? The video is a collaboration with Post Malone. This is her 11th studio album. Swift said she's been a fan of Malone's for a long time and finds him incredibly talented. She also teams up with Florence the Machine's Florence Welch on the song Florida, which will also be released as a single. Kourtney Kardashian turned 45 last week, and her husband, Travis Barker, posted photos on social media of her and their five-month-old son, Rocky. Together, they have a total of 7 kids, including 3 from Kardashian's previous marriage and 3 from Barker's 2 previous marriages. People.com got very excited for the post and called it a rare photo of Barker's wife and baby. Yes, somehow People is under the assumption the Kardashians like their privacy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today, becoming windy, and clouds will increase by later this afternoon. Our high 64, wind southwest, gusting to around 30. Tonight, windy, scattered showers, 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers, or a thunderstorm at a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we celebrate Earth Day and talk about all the ways we can help protect Wisconsin's precious resources. And a round of three headlines and a lie, don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
So wait, are you telling me that I get the Godfather? Trump on his way to prison, funding for Ukraine, and Speaker Jeffries, all possibly in the same week, Jody?
What have I done?
What have I done good in my life?
You're
I must have done something good in my life.
You're going on the road.
So that's one of the far-right lunatics saying, if Marjorie Taylor Greene makes a motion to vacate, Speaker God Warrior, other Republicans are going to resign. Let's do this. I say let's do this. So doesn't he need to resign to spend more time with, you know,
family,
the Lord? Okay. Wow, this is just fantastic news after fantastic news. CNN legal analyst Norm Eisen explained that the prosecutors in Alvin Bragg's office did themselves an enormous favor by getting two attorneys seated on the jury. He said one of the largest obstacles they'll face is building the bridge that allows jurors to see criminal intent in Trump's payments to Daniels with regard to the election. He said the two attorneys will come into play. Yeah, and the one woman that said he's a selfish pig, she's on the jury, so that's good. Well, she didn't say pig. That's what she meant, though. Because I don't know, Jody, I have a rumbly tumbly, much like the Godfather. Because I don't, you know what I mean? It just takes one for a hung jury, right? Or a mistrial. That's what they're obviously going for. You were saying you think they're going to maybe need more than the six alternates.
I think six is not enough.
Okay, but I don't even understand how Trump and Fox and all these people, I mean, we'll see what happens with a gag order tomorrow, that they can just engage in blatant witness intimidation, right? Or juror intimidation, or jury tampering, whatever you want to call it. Lincoln Project says Trump has been getting weaker by the day for months, and people are finally starting to notice. 91 felony charges in four states will do that to a human being, especially an orange, overweight, 77-year-old human being. Yes, it's clearly taking its toll, starting in his gastrointestinal. Happy Godfather Week and happy Pecker Day to all who celebrate. Happy gas over. I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to keep doing the same jokes over and over. JoJo from Jurors, who will join us Saturday on panel in Philly along with Glenn Kirshner and Lindy Lee, said, if you're outraged about Ukrainian flags being waved on the floor of the House, wait till I tell you about the time the January 6th terrorists ripped the American flag down at the Capitol and replaced it with a Trump flag. That'll really blow your mind. Thank you. Thank you. And she included footage of that, of them ripping down the American flag and replacing it with a Trump flag, not to mention the Confederate flag. So shut the f*** up, really, about us finally standing with Ukraine. Okay, Seth, the homo of hope, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Seth.
Buenos dias, dos heteros, and heteros adjacent Stephanie.
Thank you. Only gay in the village this week. Thank you.
Exactly. You know, homo on the showmo.
Yes.
I wanted to clear this. Homo of Hope Day. This is what it's all about. And let me tell you something.
All right.
If my life was in the hands of 12 people and a judge, the last thing I would be doing would be upsetting them, yeah, and antagonizing them. I would pull out every Eddie Haskell line I have. Have I neglected to say how lovely you look today? Like, what a losing strategy to attack the people who hold your life in your hands. And this is just, he is going down, and this is like we all are just, this is a great day. Oh, and speaking of great days.
You made a going down joke on Stormy Monday, but go ahead.
Let's go down. Yes. Speaking of going down, I Zoomed with Seth the homo of filth the other day.
Oh my God.
So Stephanie, we stepped out and stepped out. And it was, we're going to get together with our husbands and have dinner. And,
wow. You crossed the Seths.
I know. That's weird.
Wow. We're going to have to ask Mark Hamill about that.
I know.
Okay. All right. Love you. So, oh, that's so cute.
I really think
Go ahead.
Yeah. Everything is aligned right now.
Wow.
We are winning.
I love that you're going to have a big homo dinner, half filth and half hope. That'll be fantastic.
Exactly. Yeah, he got a little filth in my hope.
Okay.
And, well, hopefully.
They're two great tastes that go that taste great together. Yes. All right. Let us know. We want the postmortem after that dinner, Seth. Okay. Jody, it's starting to break through on Fox News. Fox News hosts argued that Cohen's claim that Trump made hush money payments to influence the 2016 election was more believable because he got a tape recording of the former president. That's what, at the end of the day, this is going to be
exactly.
Documents and tapes. It's not just Michael Cohen's word. This is on Fox. He said he has a tape recording of the former president talking about cash. Do you think that will weigh in with the jury? I'm going to guess so, right? Did you remember that part? Trump's like, let's write a check. Michael Cohen's like, this is cash. As you do when you're having, you're not doing anything shady.
Nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing more to see here.
No,
move
no,
along.
Do not look in that cupboard.
No. Robert in Minnesota. Hello, Robert. Hello, Robert.
Are you talking to me?
Oh, Roberta. I'm sorry. I read that wrong. Hi, Roberta. I did not mean to misgender you. I apologize. Oh, dear.
I get it all the time.
All right.
I just, it's an election year and we want people to vote progressive. And so I thought, in order to show how compassionate of a people we are,
yes.
that we should, everybody should be sending cases of fixed vaporizer rub to Trump's lawyers.
Yes. So
you know,
they
like
disguise
they use
the
in the
smell.
Morgue.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, in the morgue so you can't smell. Right, yeah. I think that's a really
yeah.
liberal helper thing of you.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you, Roberta.
We're good people.
Yeah, we are. All right, love you. Aw. See, Minnesota nice.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the reviews, Jody, just the love rolls in on the Twitter. Sue says, I was solo in Minneapolis last week and will be for Chicago, but I wasn't alone. We will be surrounded by our tribe. Yes, absolutely. You will make friends at Sexy Liberal. Let's see. I was about to get some. Also, thank you for your suggestions on what statues I can sexually assault in your town. Very, you know, a lot of liberal helpers on the social media, Jody. Badger Gift says, hi, Steph. If you want to lap dance with Lincoln, there's a possibility in Madison, Bascom Hill. Thank you. That's a plus. Any statue I can give a lap dance to. Okay. Steve says, can you get over to Milwaukee during your Madison stop next month? They have a Fonzie statue and he has his thumbs up.
Yeah.
Another bonus for Mama.
You can desecrate Fonzie.
Yes. I'm going to do unspeakable things to Rocky in Philadelphia this weekend. Okay. And this one, hang on. Waiting for the Madison OG show May 11th. That is the birthplace of America's unions and of Sexy Liberal. That's where it all started. We will be back at the Barrymore Theater. When is that, Jody? When is it?
May 11th.
How did you know that?
Because you just said it. From that tweet.
You are correct.
Who's in the tweet?
All right. Madison and Albuquerque are in May. But Philly, you are up next this coming Saturday, and we are so, so excited. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Hold on. Hold, please. Carry your... Oh, I know what I wanted to do. Yes. Let's see. Let's do... Oh, Ken Buck, which is...
Is that what you are, who you are? Forget. I'm not Chris.
It's what he... It's who he is and what he does.
There you go.
In this case, bucking the Republican Party. Talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well, Moscow Marjorie has reached a new low. You know, during the Russian Revolution, Lenin talked about American journalists who were writing glowing reports about Russia at the time as useful idiots. And I don't even think that Marjorie reaches that level of being a useful idiot here. She is just mouthing the Russian propaganda.
And she had, and she lost. Moscow Marge lost.
She's acting completely irresponsibly, and again, when history looks at this period of time, Russia invaded Ukraine. Ukraine is fighting for its freedom, and we should be with the freedom fighters in this war.
Yes, thank you, and thank God. Why I'm wearing my "I Stand with Ukraine" T-shirt today. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, by the way, I forgot this one. This is from Big Donkey says this is Shart Week. So, and there's the golden diapers, Trump diapers. You know he hates sharks. That's also why that's funny. It's Pecker Day. It's Shart Week. Okay, let's go to, I'm just, you know, I like to be specific. Hi, Dean. We're the keeper of the facts, Jody, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Dean in L.A., hello.
Hi, Dean.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Hey, by the way, do you have your Hollywood
Hooray for
music?
Hollywood. This is Dean, our entertainment reporter. Oh, this is Bryce Canyon, our entertainment reporter, on the first week here of the Godfather trial?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. Good morning, everyone, for the Godfather trial. This is Bryce Canyon coming to you live here today from a very special installment of the Trumpies. Oh, and let's just say there is a storm brewing out here in New York, Donnie.
Yeah.
There are throngs of Stormy fans lining the red carpet, and here comes Stormy now. Oh, she looks simply ravishing in a black crushed velvet Vera Wang evening gown. Oh, and by the way, the word is, I hate to say it, but Matt Damon will not be making an appearance. Uh-huh. But just in case, I brought a writ of Matt Damon with me. And though I don't believe I have a writ of Ben Affleck, though. So maybe Affleck will show up.
All right. Thank you, Bryce. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
All right. That's his bit. I get it. Okay. Hey, speaking of storms, good God above tweets. I canceled Trump's rally in North Carolina tonight by making it stormy because I hate his guts and I love obvious wordplay. I mean, come on. Just give us any kind of sign. Donald Trump should not be president again and maybe belongs in prison instead. Rude Pundit tweeted the worst. Pardon me. Oh,
just
I'm sorry.
Did...
Yeah, go ahead.
No! Any kind of sign.
Okay. Call to activism, tweets. Sources have revealed to us Donald Trump is absolutely livid about his courtroom sketch artist and courtroom reports. Trump has privately been raging to his team about reports that he's become the butt of jokes, can't stop dozing off,
get it,
and how he's depicted in courtroom sketches. Trump has reportedly reached levels of fury that has been described as maxed out, even for him, by those who know him. Oh, my God, the more upset he is, the happier I am. Is that weird? Is that... Rude Pundit tweeted, the worst thing that can happen to Trump at trial is he's brought down to earth. He is not a demigod on high. He's a farting, sleepy old bitch who f***ed around on his wife and tried to buy his way out of it. In other words, a pathetic loser. That's how he's found guilty. Thank you. You know what? No matter what happens, Jody, I'm counting this a win already. That's what I'm saying. Win, win, win. Okay, 46 minutes after the hour. Dino Badala coming up just a few minutes, and Lee McGowan, politics girl, all on the Big Mundy Show.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition, it's culture, it's food, it's beer, you know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, hello. It is Packer Day in the middle of Shark Week, and we are very, very excited. What?
It's already started, hasn't it? Have we had opening statements yet?
Yay!
How many farts are we in, do we think, so far?
I'm a little giddy because it's Sexy Liberal Week. We're off to Sexy Liberal Philadelphia. Someone is going to crack my Liberty Bell this weekend, I tell you what. Boy, howdy. Okay. Pardon me. I don't know if it'll be this week, but we could get a Speaker Jeffries.
We could.
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene threatening to vacate Speaker God Warrior.
This is the third betrayal by Mike Johnson.
Oh my goodness.
He delivered a two-part omnibus, funded the Department of Justice, 91 federal indictments against President Trump, funded the FBI that raided Mar-a-Lago, gave him a brand new FBI building, funded Joe Biden's open border policies that are killing Americans every single day. Then he reauthorized FISA that spied on American citizens.
Wow. Oh, are we going to hear the spied on Trump's campaign?
Yes.
Again? Okay.
Spied on President Trump's campaign. Voted against the warrant requirement, the same warrant requirement that he was for 6 months ago. And then he did this in here on the House floor, foreign war package that does nothing for America. It's unbelievable. I'm thankful that America gets to see who this man is.
Fight. Big bag of rats. You're all equally awful, you traitorous whore.
I don't remember politicians swearing before.
Yeah, I don't either. She's kind of a trashy whore. Excuse me. Did I?
Yeah, you said that.
All right. Okay. Covey says a lot about MAGA Republicans when they're triggered by seeing Ukrainian flags on the House floor instead of by their colleagues echoing Russian propaganda on the House floor. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. By the way, John Cooper, what a good point. He said, it's terribly sad it took more than 6 months for Mike Johnson to understand the dire consequences of U.S. inaction on Ukraine. His blocking of the vote on Ukraine aid cost thousands of innocent lives, but at least he finally did the right thing. That being said, Johnson is no hero. No. Someone was saying, Jody, the intelligence he saw must have been scary AF.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, Michelangelo Signorelli, our SiriusXM buddy pal, said, how could the GOP not see the major blunder of listening to Trump and not taking the border deal? The Ukraine aid has now passed without it, and they will never get a deal like that again. Once again, Trump has sunk them.
Yeah.
Keep going. Keep going. Oh, did you see the polling that Bobby Kennedy Jr. Helps Trump or helps Biden more than Trump?
Mm-hmm. It's not surprising to me.
No wonder Trump turned on him last week.
Of course.
Yes. All right. All's forgiven. You can stay in the race.
No, I want him out.
No, I'm just kidding.
I want him out.
But didn't we say that? It's showing, a dead heat, which is just, honestly, so... I go back and forth, Jody, between polls or BS this far out and just a rumbly-tumbly going, how could this, in what world do we live in? This could even be this criminal, despicable, POS, could possibly be anywhere close to Biden. Anyway, that being said, so if with Bobby Kennedy Jr. in the race, Biden wins by two, which is still fantastic. So I told you he's their lunatic. He's January 6th. People are hostages and anti-vax and, whatever. Okay. Bob tweets, the same Republicans who had a grand time joining their mob in lock her up chants gravely warn that society will fall apart should Trump actually have to attend a whole trial. I mean, it is hilarious. This is the lock her up. And they're just the fact that he has to sit there. For I don't know how long. It's just
8 hours a day, probably.
Oh,
at least six.
Yes, here. Kirsten said, I bet the intel Mike Johnson came to Jesus on Ukraine was scary AF.
Yeah.
Thank you, as we've been saying over and over again. By the way, not to be lost here in Godfarter Week on Gas Over. Yep, we do the same jokes all morning. Tristan Snell, our legal lad, talking about the bond case. He said Trump lost a $464 million case because he fraudulently overvalued his properties from 200% to 3,300%. Mm-hmm. Then for the bond, he found an insurer that is illegally taking on a risk far higher than allowed to under New York law by 1,260%. Trump literally found the Trump of insurance. Mr. Hanke, the financial Christmas poo. There's just, there's just layers. There's layers and layers of Schadenfreude. Jody, who said, what I'm hearing from credible sources is that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom. I'm hearing it from an actual credible people that he's kind of falling asleep, actually passing gas, and his lawyers are really struggling with the smell.
Josie of Josie and the Pussycats.
No, we already played it, and you're the one that got it. It's Brent from, or Ben, excuse me,
Ben
from
Midas
Touch was the first to report it. All right. Pardon me. I'm sorry.
You're having way too much fun today.
14, Representative Tony Gonzalez, Republican from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
There's the whole sheet pretty much is
Republicans.
Bag of rats.
Yes.
He is a Republican from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The House is a rough and rowdy place, but Mike Johnson is going to be just fine. I served 20 years in the military. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress, but I served with some real scumbags like Matt Gaetz. He paid minors to have sex with him at drug parties. Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime.
Wait, that's a Republican from Texas? And what's her name, the lunatic from Florida? She's the one that said we could have a Speaker Jeffries because people are going to leave if they vacate. And that's the thing. They've been doing this for months about you, and you knew Ukraine aid was going to pass. It's just as the tweet I just read, the only thing that happened is more people died unnecessarily.
Exactly.
And, endangered democracy around the world more. That's all they accomplished. And in the end, it's And you know, we're going to watch this clown show every time on every issue until we elect more adults. 58 minutes after the hour, Dino Badala next.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
T. Schwaba. On the next show, we celebrate a famous Wisconsin tradition. You guessed it, polka music. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.